What's that mean?
Call the meeting to order for the Wilmer City Planning Commission.
Yes.
Meeting of February 6th, 2019. Gotta look at my watch. What day is it? First on the agenda is to approve the minutes from our last meeting of January 16th. Any additions or subtractions or in regards to the minutes that you were mailed? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion.
So moved.
I got a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Forgot to say aye. Okay. Our next thing on our agenda is the Technology Zone Text Amendment Public Hearing. And just before we start that, I'm just going to give some of the procedures for a public hearing. Everyone who wishes to speak will be allowed to do so. All statements and questions shall be directed to the chairperson. All statements should be factual as possible. Please refrain from repeating what has already been said. Do not involve personalities. Before speaking, state your name and address for the record. Staff will furnish the Planning Commission with all pertinent information concerning the request. The applicant or his or her representative will then comment on the request. Those in support of the request will then testify. Those opposed to the request will then testify. Comments will then be taken from those wishing to provide additional testimony. The applicant will then have the opportunity to make final statements. The opposition will then have the opportunity to make final statements. After the close of the public hearing, no additional testimony may be offered except those comments in response to questions from the commission. Hearing that, I will go on to the first public hearing. Is there anyone wish to... Whoops.
Do you want me to go ahead and introduce?
Yes, I'm sorry. Would you introduce this, Sarah?
Yes, of course. Before us tonight, the first item on our agenda is the Midwest Technology Campus Text Amendment. Staff did introduce this at the last meeting to just kind of have some brief discussion. So this particular text amendment simply includes an addition to the technology zone district currently. I've included that in your packet. So right now there's only the level of plan review. Planning Commission reviews at three different levels within any given zone in town. Either something's permitted outright, something's permitted with a plan review, which includes an application, a $100 fee, and review of the Planning Commission. Or there's a third level, which is conditional use permit, $275 fee, plus a fee for recording. Planning Commission review, it's a little bit more stringent. There's usually more conditions put on that, and there's a public hearing held. What's being proposed is including an outright permitted use level in the technology district, and that would simply be moving office space, which is business and professional, into that permitted outright use. All of the other uses currently are under plan review, and they would all stay that way so that Planning Commission would continue to have the oversight to ensure that the technology district stay within the intended uses of that district when it was created in 2012. Part of the 2006, excuse me. Part of the discussion that we had about making this change was because generally this office use is of small size. So we see maybe 200 square feet, 300 square feet office space use. It would simply speed up that process for the campus, being that it's the technology zone is solely the Midwest Technology Campus. They've been established for 12 years. They know what they're looking for. They know who they want there and who they don't want there. So this office space, no new buildings are being built. It's all within that kind of main office building that they currently have as you first get onto the campus. So the intention is just to speed that process up, and staff would still have some oversight. They would still know who's kind of coming and going, but we wouldn't have to formally vote on every single use that comes and goes.
Okay. With that in mind, do I have anyone? Public hearing is now open. Is there anyone to wish to speak at this time in regards to this text amendment? Anyone in opposition? Okay. Hearing none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll come to the commissioners. Any comments from the commissioners in regards to this? If not, I'd entertain a motion to approve or disapprove or whatever.
I'll make that motion to approve the text amendment allowing the permitting outright under that business use that we had discussed at previous meeting.
I will second that.
Okay, got a motion and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. And now we'll open the public hearing in regards to the Perkins rezone from R2 to I2, or residential to industry 2. Sarah, would you like to give us the update on that?
Absolutely. Again, we reviewed this one. Staff introduced to this rezone to you just for information at the last meeting. There are four parcels that are currently zoned R2, which is one and two family residential, right south of Campbell Avenue between 9th Street Northwest and 7th Street Northwest. I will just show this map. Our computer just rebooted. So part of that land is currently owned by Perkins Lumber and part of it's owned by the railway. When staff realized this zoning on the zoning map, this area is just kind of, it's going through this process is more of a formality. At this point, it's industrial used. It fits within the comprehensive plan to be industrial. It's almost solely encompassed by industrial. There are some residential homes to the north, but it would never be the intention because of the proximity to the railroad for that land to become residential property. So it would be staff recommendation to approve this rezone and forward it to the city council.
Okay, with that, I'll open the public hearing for the rezoning. If anyone here to speak in regards to the rezoning.
I have a question. So who proposed this? The city, the railroad? Or you're saying it was basically industrial, but now we're just realizing it, or?
Sarah, I'm going to go with you, but I think what Sarah was alluding to is that it's always been kind of industrial area.
But tax residential.
Probably
tax. I'm
assuming no.
No. Tax codes and the city zoning code are two different things. So if we rezone property from, say, residential to commercial, it doesn't actually change the taxation of it. It'll stay what it is currently. So currently it's commercial land in the county tax system, and it'll stay that way.
Is there something proposed that will be there, like those buildings taken down or asked to be sold or eminent domain or?
No, I might default to you. We were contacted about some potential changes just in buildings for Perkins Lumber. And that's when we realized that it's currently zoned residential and to do those changes would not be possible. So the uses will continue. There's really not a whole lot of change currently proposed. From a staff standpoint, we have not received any building permits or development plans.
So coming down in the pipeline, heading down towards Perkins.
Correct. That land will all stay railroad. It's all the rail yard, and it'll continue to be that way.
But are we looking at possibly zoning further industrial, or is that already, let's say, to 10th, Campbell and 10th?
Yep. Let me pull it up on the map, and I'll show you here.
Quite the reason I'm asking is because I have rental property over there.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Hopefully you end up on a computer.
Yes. Oh, I see what you are trying to say. Okay, so. Yeah.
So
yeah, so West, there's no changes proposed. This is all intended to be residential area. It's just this small section right here, that's really already that rail yard.
Just catch me up here. What is the blue? I forgot to bring my map.
Nope, that's just fine. Blue is all industrial.
Right, and then the blue across the street?
Here?
To the left?
Here. That's industrial as well.
Okay.
And that's currently zoned that way. There's no intention for it to expand west. It's just these four parcels that are going to be rezoned.
Now, is Perkins on that land?
The majority of it.
Yeah.
This, the larger parcel that fronts 7th and Campbell is owned by the railroad. And this particular parcel is actually leased.
That lot, yeah.
Yep. But these two are owned by Perkins.
Okay.
By Perkins also?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
I'm Dan Anderson from Perkins. And this first arrived when I was talking to Jason about some potential remodel or rebuilding of one of our warehouses, which is an inefficient warehouse, which would be northeast of what was 9th Street, which has been abandoned. And I was inquiring of Jason what it would take to perhaps take down this smaller building and then just put something up basically on its footprint, but bigger to the east, so we could serve our storage purposes better. And then it was shortly after that first inquiry that Jason called back and said, well, did you know that it's zoned residential? And I said, well, no, we've been paying commercial rates on it as long as I've been there, 38 years, and the buildings were built in the 60s. And so it was kind of a surprise to me, so it just seemed to him that it was just an oversight or something that never got done 50, 60 years ago.
But your taxes basically were the same, which is same as residential, you're saying?
No, I don't know if the commercial rate.
Commercial.
No, they'll be taxed commercial. And they'll continue to be taxed commercial. So even though the city zoning right now says residential, he's not being taxed as a residential property, he's being taxed as a commercial property. So in your case, if you have rental property on a residential, on a residentially zoned parcel, you're taxed residential because that's the physical use of that property right that moment.
So that big building on the corner, house, looks like a duplex, it's really large, on 7th and Campbell. The railroad owns that too?
No, I believe it's privately owned and
has an income property to be one big warehouse or what, you know.
No, everything north of Campbell is residential.
Yeah, Tim.
On the corner?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And then on the other corner, on 9th.
Okay.
So one on each corner, of 9th and 10th.
Yeah.
Right,
okay. Have her state her name.
Yes. Would you state your name and address, and if you haven't signed in, please,
okay,
when you get a chance. But go ahead and state your name now. You can.
Diane Singh, S-I-N-G.
Okay.
Perfect. Just for record.
Yep. Yep. And you have rental property along that stretch. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So, any other comments, Dan or Diane, in regards to this?
No, if this is what you know, what you're suggesting is, it's just now all of a sudden looked at as we need to do that.
Yeah.
You know, my concern was, I shouldn't say a real concern, it's just like with the railroad hub going out around town over that way, and you got the railroad here heading that way and that way, you know.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, now are they going a little bit wider? Because we've got some older homes on that side of town, and does the lumber yard need more space? And the railroad.
Well, it sounds like they're looking to that space right now to move east.
Yeah, the only space that we're considering, and it depends on BN, you know, we lease a little bit of space between property that we own heading east towards what was 9th Street. There's a big chunk of land BN owns in between.
Because Perkins apparently owns the one right next to my house. They park trucks on there once in a while. Is that the one you're talking about?
No.
You're talking about the one further down.
I'm talking about the
further east.
South of part of this stretch that we're trying to get resolved. Some of that is BN lease property that we lease, and I'm trying to negotiate purchasing that little chunk so it can be contiguous. And the property that you're speaking of
we're paying commercial rates on that property as well. And I believe it, I'm sure it's zoned residentially there, but we're paying commercial rates for that small lot in between Diane's house, and then there's two homes.
And then where the Once Upon a Care was, so I purchased that one.
Water sucked for a long time. Tully can be there.
No, that's where they got, that's where they got the, the warehouse.
And now they got a warehouse down. They have a warehouse there now, don't they?
Yeah. The other one was across the street.
Okay, so we're...
Thank you, appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
And in the future, I know, I haven't done anything about it, but there's, the only place we have to expand would be if we did anything on the lot that would be east of Diane's property. Whether it would be just fencing it and using it for parking, or...
Oh, okay.
If there would be anything in the future about having to...
Well, once in a while, they park there.
Oh, they park there all the time?
Yeah, I mean, I see it once in a while is what I was gonna say next. I can correct myself here.
I'm just thinking if we were to try to improve it or do anything different, it's just an open lot, it's non-fenced.
Yep.
But if we wanna do something different, at least fencing it and/or putting a structure on it.
Oh, works nice, 'cause you've got, an apron there to get in.
Right.
And I have an apron to get out, heading to the west.
Okay. Thank you for your input. Hearing any other opposition or comments or requests, anything? I will close the public hearing and bring it before the commissioners. Commissioners, what would you like? Anything, any comments in regards to this? I would entertain a motion.
I'll make the motion.
Motion to approve. Any second?
Second. Seconded.
I got two of them. So I have a motion and a second to approve the change from R2 to industrial 2, right? What is it?
Yes, yep.
Okay, yeah. This is a voice vote for everybody, so all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion's approved. Now we'll go on to our fifth item on our agenda. Marcus Highway 12, development preliminary and final plat. With that in mind, Sarah, you have the stage again.
Alright. Our last item. So, the next piece that I have, and I think I've got, a couple larger. Just the larger version. Alright, so next we have the Marcus Highway 12 plat. This particular property is out on Highway 12. It is the old Elm Lane Trailer Park site. Marcus Development has purchased the property from previous ownership as of 2018. And is now submitting for a plat. The commission did see the vacation of Second Avenue Southeast that has formally been approved by council and has gone through that process. So Second Avenue is now vacated and they're moving forward with platting the property. It is intended for commercial development, but staff has not seen those plans yet, so I can't give you anything detailed other than commercial development. There is a small portion, the lot 2 will be sold to a different property owner from my understanding for expansion of a different business. I will refer to staff comments on a couple things. We did, because it is on Highway 12, we did get MnDOT to submit some comments there. The parcels are zoned general business. Everything is well exceeded. There is some permitting for access along Highway 12 that's going to be needed from MnDOT. That's all something that Marcus will take care of with them. There was a permit process started by the old owners, but that will have to be picked up by the new ownership. They did note that there is no depiction of controlled access on the plat. So I did include that in the recommendations. more or less under department comments that that should, that final plat should, the final access should be reflected on that plat. There is intention to align that access with, 23rd Street.
Yes, please.
And so that would clean up about four accesses on Highway 12, which I think MnDOT will be thrilled with. And then we'll line it up with 23rd. And I think the property line will be the center line of that road. So it'll probably end up being a shared access for a couple of properties. So we'll need some declarations, easements, covenants to be submitted to the city for that purpose. Just so we've got that on record, and that will need to be recorded with that plat as well. Fire chief and engineering, the majority of the comments are just about future development. There might be some changes to requirements. We'll need to keep in mind fire hydrants. Engineering did note that there is no storm sewer available, accessible at this time. The majority of developments out in this area actually have permits to retain, have some sort of retention on site, and then drain into the Highway 12 ditch. So that might be the direction that this development goes. We'll have to kind of wait and feel that one out. As always, the stormwater ordinance shall be complied with. So that will all be over, there'll be oversight on that by engineering. There is some, there's water, there's otherwise, there's water service, there's electric out there. Everything inside that plat will be considered private, so it'll be the responsibility of the developer to maintain and make all of those improvements necessary for whatever future development occurs. Other than that, I will add, because this is a new subdivision, and with our subdivision ordinance, like we saw for the County Road 5 housing development subdivision, there will be the requirement of park dedication fees. Because it's commercial, we only require 4% instead of 7%. But keep in mind that the value, that 4% is based off of the assessed value of this property, and because this property has a higher value, we're going to see a much higher number. Staff will work with the developer to finalize that number and get those payments prior to building permit. Building permits are issued and before construction begins, but I would recommend that we add a sixth condition that park dedication fee get taken care of prior to building permit issuance.
Okay. With that, I'll open the public hearing. Anyone wishes to speak for or against this change, the preliminary final plat for Marcus Construction? So, with no one speaking, we will close the public hearing and bring it to the commissioners. I have one question before I forget it, Sarah. With them aligning the entrance on the 23rd Street, mm-hmm. would there be any indication that would be another entrance towards the west at some point in time? Because we have the driveway that comes into Dairy Queen and...
There wasn't any indication of that from the developer at this time, and I don't know if there's any intention for any access to be off of 20th Street Southeast either. I think for now it's pretty much that one entrance is planned.
Okay.
Is this the time to discuss that?
Yes. Yep.
I would make any assumption on that. Would that be brought back to us if someone would be wanting to put an entrance? Would that be brought back to the Planning Commission, or would that be a city?
MnDOT
has to approve the access off of Highway 12, so that's a MnDOT thing.
Okay.
Though we would, staff would at least see it again, because we would like that final access plan to mm-hmm. be on the final plat.
Okay.
So they should make those final decisions, and staff should see that again. Anything new off of 20th Street would need an access permit from the city, because that is a public road.
I would think there'd probably be more of an access from the 20th Street, or else they would assume to make the entrance directly across from the entrance in the Dairy Queen and Green Mill or whatever it is there.
Yeah. Yep. I think there will just be the one access from Highway 12. The question would just be whether they then have access off of 20th Street or not.
The reason I voiced my concern on this is because when Bethesda did their remodeling, the entrance was moved. That was directly across from 11th Street, which I live on,
mm-hmm.
was moved a couple hundred feet to the east.
Yep.
And now people are meeting in the middle of that road, one going left, the other going left. And I've had a couple of them, just the other evening, I turned into there and they were turning. So I wish I'd have been on the board when that was discussed. I would not have let that happen. But anyway, that's kind of my pet peeve, I guess. If there is a way to match up the streets, I would sure push for that. So
absolutely.
I would agree with that.
Yep.
I think that would be one of the things we would want to do.
Yeah. And I don't quote me on it. I think part of the intention is actually for the current access to Stacy's would then be realigned too. So we would actually be getting rid of at least three accesses off of Highway 12, maybe four. I can't tell.
That's just a driveway for that old house, I think.
Yeah, they're showing four on here.
Yeah.
So I think those four would then be cleaned up into the woods.
Replace that one parallel to 23rd Street.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, Stacy's would be moved too.
That is an extremely busy intersection.
Well, it's
right
now,
before 12 starts to split too, so it gets all kinds of.
Even the way it is now.
Everybody's trying to get out of there from present.
Even the way it is now with Stacy's there in 23rd, you come out of Stacy's, your head better be on a swivel because you're going to look east, west, and south and try to get
traffic coming in at a high rate of speed and accelerating on the other way out.
Yep.
So we're.
Go ahead.
we're approving this is a final plat. Also.
Yeah, preliminary and final is how we have
so
it scheduled.
So would that, you want something on this from another access before it's approved?
Yeah, so.
So we wouldn't be approving it tonight?
Well, we can do it two different ways. So you can approve the preliminary and final plat and do the consolidated method now. And staff, it's required that staff see that final plat before signatures happen on it. So we would ensure that final access is on there. If you would prefer to see that final access before you approve it, we can change and you could just approve the preliminary with the request that the final plat come back to Planning Commission with those accesses.
Okay.
If you would prefer to do it that way, we can certainly do a second round.
Okay, and then second question was, you did say that street vacation has been approved.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So
that's
I would
finalized.
Think even if we did approve this plat as a final tonight, that just so the dates and everything match up, that proposed to be vacated.
Yep.
Be marked as vacated like the other streets are.
Yep.
So that
yep.
somebody didn't see that later.
Absolutely. I think this preliminary plat was just printed prior to that actually being finalized.
Yeah.
But it is finished.
What do you think as far as those two options, as far as just approving the preliminary versus and waiting for that other access, because they'd have to deal, Marcus would have to deal with MnDOT in the meantime to
mm-hmm.
get approval on that.
Yeah, any new access, they're going to have approval from MnDOT, and I would doubt at this point that they're going to approve things that align kind of wonky. I'll really leave it up to you guys. I think either or would be plenty fine.
They won't know where any of their, maybe they do know, maybe they already got their buildings already lined up and stuff in there, but
yeah, like I said, staff hasn't seen them, but that's certainly a possibility that they're just kind of holding those in the wings.
I think I would rather do it in two separate
motions.
You know,
I would.
One now and then one later.
I would tend to agree with you too. I would be.
Yeah. Especially your concern about the entrance of 20th.
I mean, yeah.
If we could see that.
Yes. So if we approve it all now, we lose out an option.
To look at that.
That we could.
Yep, later.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Am I reading that right?
Yep.
Yep.
Yep, you sure are, Jerry.
Is there a reason that they're going this fast to do the preliminary and the final together? I mean, is there?
No, I don't know of any.
There's nothing.
No, because they could submit building plans to us now if they wanted to without this being finalized, and it'll prolong it a little bit, but 3-4 weeks depending
that's
on how
that's all.
Depending on how meeting meeting sign up, but.
Let them do their.
They don't, we don't have to do a second public hearing, which makes it quicker.
Yeah.
But it'll have to come, they don't have to do a second public hearing?
No, but planning commission will have to review it again.
Yeah, okay.
And approve that final.
That's fine, yep.
So with that in mind, would I entertain a motion?
Go ahead.
Your turn.
No, you made the, oh, all right.
We've all taken turns.
I would make a motion to approve the preliminary plat of Marcus Development.
Yeah.
With the conditions as listed and including a sixth condition.
What did you say again?
For park dedication fees.
Park dedication fees, thank you.
Yeah, that went right over my head earlier too, twice now.
Yeah.
I have a motion. You're looking for a second?
I'll second.
Okay, I have a second to approve the preliminary plat for Highway 12 development for Marcus with all conditions listed plus number six of the park designation fees, is that what it is? With that in mind, this is a voice vote, so I just need a, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
So then you'll be getting back to Marcus to.
Do we know how many fire hydrants are out there, or at least have a line stabbed in?
Don't think there's any currently.
Okay,
none. I don't think there's.
So there weren't any that were maintained from when it was still.
Oh, the trailer park?
Probably, yeah.
No, MUC did note one water line.
One
that's,
water service.
Yeah,
yeah,
the water
that
line.
Still exists in the, what would that be, southwest corner? Down here off of Highway 12, there's one water line still stubbed in there, but
that's where that house was at one time.
Mm-hmm. They're going to run into all kinds of utilities out there when they're doing it, but they've all been disconnected.
They might run into something railroad track, too, who knows?
Yes. All right.
Okay, with that in mind, we are done with that. Number five, do we have any miscellaneous?
I do have one just to bring up. Okay. The council has reinstated the committee structure. None of planning commission items that have been approved and moved on will continue straight to council as planned, as normal. But the community development commission will be, or committee will be, reviewing some changes that staff has proposed for land use permit fees. We are proposing some increases due to public notice, newspaper publishing and mailing fees increasing, and just that average price being higher than what it used to be. The last time that we increased any fees was in 2013, so it's been about 5 years. Staff compiled about 10 different cities of similar size that are kind of similar example, and we definitely were on the much lower end.
Okay.
So we are proposing some changes to kind of get us back into the middle of that group. The subdivision fee updates have already been made because of the new subdivision ordinance. We're proposing the majority, let's see, I'll just have to go through step by step. Rezoning, we're proposing go up to $400 instead of $275. Conditional use permits will be $350 instead of $275, plus the continued recording fee. We require them to pay for that. Plan review will go from $100 to $150. Variances will stay at $275, and signs will stay as is, but we are proposing to add in another level. So currently sign permits are $40 to $70 depending on size. We're proposing a fifth level at $30 for temporary signs. So the committee will be reviewing those as well for approval to forward to council. But I just wanted to notify you guys that those changes were being made.
That's just FYI for us?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Alrighty.
I think we're good.
Is that good?
Mm-hmm.
I'll entertain a motion to adjourn, or I'll just wrap it and adjourn it.
Motion,
please.
I'll move.
Okay, we got a motion second. All those in favor to adjourn, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We are adjourned.